Pray with me. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Through you, all things were made that were made. In you is life, and that life is the light of all mankind. You're the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome you. We pray that your light will shine brightly upon everything we do tonight, so that we will clearly hear, comprehend, and experience exactly what you want us to. We ask this in the name of the light of the world. Amen. It's good to see y'all here. I have missed you over the last 2 years. It is good to be here. Amen? Amen. Amen. Over this Advent season, our theme has been Witness His Majesty. And over the four Sundays of Advent, not only have we had the four themes or the words for hope and peace and joy and love, we've also watched some videos. And so on that first Sunday of Advent, we saw a video of Joseph. Joseph the carpenter. He was in his carpenter's shop and he was sanding on a door, telling us the story when Mary told him she was pregnant. And then she told about angels and God. Couldn't understand it. Didn't believe her. Felt betrayed. We've felt betrayed before in our lives, haven't we? Betrayed beyond measure. But he kept sanding on the door. And sanding on the door. Even got a splinter in his hand. Sometimes God even gets in the cracks. He finishes the door and he stands it up. And he makes the statement that a door has two purposes. To keep people out and let people in. And I believe, as he said, that God stood at the door and knocks. And we can either let him in or keep him out. And I believe as the angel appeared to Joseph, he heard the knock of God on his heart and he opened the door. That betrayal, that anger, that fear, all those things that he wanted to believe but knew that he shouldn't believe, all those things just went away and he went from those emotions to hope. The second week, which was the week of peace, we saw the wise man. Brilliant. He is the man who would stand and lay out under the stars and in the mass confusion and chaos of all the stars together, he watched them long enough to see order. He and his comrades, his friends, his other wise men, the other magi, they knew what A was and they knew what B was. And if you add A and B together, they knew the answer. And maybe they were cynical and their curiosity piqued to find out if what they thought C was really going to be C. They knew what normal kings do and how they do it. That's what they expected to see. But when they got there, they figured out that that's not what they saw. The kings that they knew, they had people to toot their horns, to talk about their deity and how they were so great. And the one they found, the prophets foretold years before. They had angels singing at his birth. And when they saw Jesus, he saw something different than he had never seen before. He saw divinity. And he too heard the knock on the door of his heart. And he let Christ in and he knelt and worshiped. And all of the things he thought he knew that would never have brought him peace, he got when he opened the door Week three, we talk about joy. We saw the mother of Mary telling her story. She sounded like my mother when I did things wrong. What have you done? When Mary came and said, I'm pregnant, talked about angels, talked about God, and all she could think of, why would this girl lie to me? She used to be so easy. Now she's lying. What have you done? What have you done? And I believe in that video we saw, Mary's mother heard the knock of God on her heart, and she opened the door. And that anger was changed to joy, because her questions changed. Because her questions went from, what have you done, to, let's see what God can do, to, look what God has done. And then last Sunday, the Sunday of love. Sometimes it's hard to describe love, isn't it? It's hard to describe what it looks like, but we know it when we see it, don't we? And when we see things, we can know what is not love too. Sometimes those things are very plain to see. And we saw the story of the innkeeper's son who thought he had all the answers because he was 14 years old and he could read. Sound like some today. Sound like me when I was 14. But in the midst of that, telling his dad all the things he needed to do to express gratitude and opening and being all that he could be to make more and more money, his dad knew what really made the difference. And when the innkeeper heard the knock of God on the door, he let him in. And when he let him in, the innkeeper did what we're supposed to do. He made room. Love is making room. See, that's what we're called to do. God, Jesus is knocking on the door of our hearts, and he is asking us to make room in our lives for him. The question is, are we going to shut the door, lock the door, turn the deadbolt, or are we going to open the door and make room for Jesus? Because that's what love looks like. Love truly did come down at Christmas in Jesus. Jesus made time for us, and he's asking us to make time for him. And when we allow room in our life for Jesus, he will change us. So that no matter what we're facing, we will know hope. No matter what we're facing, we will have peace. No matter what we are facing, we can have joy. And no matter what we're facing, we will know love. Because I believe with all that I am that when we make room for Jesus in our hearts, we will also be making room for other people. And when we make room for Jesus in our hearts, we will witness his majesty. And the more room we give him, the majesty, more majesty other people will see as well. So on this Christmas Eve, do you hear the knock of Christ on your heart? Do you? Some of us heard the knock years ago. We've answered the door, and sometimes we've shut the door. Sometimes we aren't making room for Christ in our life. But he's still knocking. He's still knocking, still pursuing, still loving. Because he wants to be in relationship with you. He wants to be in relationship with me. Because when we open the door of our heart and allow him to come in, we will know and experience the good news. And then we have a job to do, just like the shepherd. Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. The good news that Jesus Christ is born today. I pray that Jesus is born today in your heart. Let us pray. Almighty God, may we make room for you. And more than just what we've been letting you have for so long, let us make room in our hearts for you so that we can experience your love and your grace and you can know the love we have for you and the world can know that too. So everyone will know the good news. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.